This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Okay, we've got a bombshell update for you on this ongoing epic battle, David versus Goliath. It's the Health Ranger versus Google. And Google has censored naturalnews.com now, the entire root domain, all 140,000 plus pages for several days now. It was a human decision, and we now know that they have lied about their reasoning for it. This is a fast-moving story. I'm trying to bring you the information as it's becoming available. Here's the latest. Google has now cited an obscure technical reason on that was found on just 13 obscure old pages, old blogger pages under a subdomain underneath Natural News, a subdomain called blogs.naturalnews.com, where outside writers, bloggers, are allowed to post their blogs and they can post some ad code, third-party ad code, so they can earn a little bit of revenue for, you know, in exchange for their writing. And we've had blogs for years. New York Times has blogs. You know, Washington Post has blogs. Scientific American, I think, has blogs. It's a very common practice. Now, a few months ago, Google banned AdWords ads from our blog's subdomain. They didn't like the fact that, I guess, that bloggers were writing about, oh, how to prevent cancer, you know, with good nutrition, how to protect yourself from toxins and foods and pesticides and herbicides, and all the topics that they cover, most of which are nutritional and health-oriented. So one of our bloggers, who I'm not going to name because I'm going to protect her privacy, one of our bloggers then, seeing that Google was banning them, replaced it with a third-party ad, a different ad network that we now know is called, let me bring it up, Yes Advertising. That's all one word, no space. And the domain that Yes Advertising uses for its JavaScript code is called cpxcenter.com. That's cpxcenter.com. Now then Google, now at first they didn't tell us about this. They banned the entire website, did not tell us which URLs were flagging their violations. They did not give us any warning. They did not give us any chance to reply, to fix a problem, nothing, to explain it, nothing. They just banned the entire root domain. Only after we went public and called them out for their blatant censorship, then one of their engineers, who I won't name because I'm going to protect his privacy, even though he probably won't protect mine, not that I have any privacy anyway, but he finally sent me this morning one URL. One URL is all we have received from Google that they say violated their webmaster guidelines. One URL. So we looked at that URL and we found that that's that third-party ad code that apparently they don't like. But you see, they don't tell you this at first. They lead you on this guessing game. And they intentionally, in our case, they obliterated the entire website. But here's the bombshell. Here's the bombshell. We have now found the exact same code running on Google-owned Blogspot websites that are fully represented in the Google search engine. And we've posted an example of this on naturalnews.com. We've grabbed the source code. We've shown you that Google is lying, that Google has selectively applied this to Natural News where they do not apply it to their own Blogspot website properties. This is outrageous censorship via selective enforcement. It's very obvious to me that Google was ordered to shut down Natural News. We can all take guesses on where that came from. Same people probably trying to destroy Trump right now. And that Google then had an engineer go, find something, search the blogs, search the old articles from, 10 years ago, find anything. And then they found this, again, on a grand total of, from what we can tell so far, 13 pages from a blogger from years ago under a subdomain. And then they use that as justification to blacklist the entire Natural News website without warning, without giving us any chance to correct it. I mean, no URLs. They didn't give us any URLs. They didn't tell us what was wrong. Nothing. This is how censorship now works at Google. And we just busted them. We just caught them in their lies. We just released this bombshell of how they refuse to enforce their own rules against their Blogspot properties, because that's owned by Google. It says it right there on the page, but they will selectively enforce those same rules against websites that they don't like. Because we opposed Hillary Clinton in the election, because we supported Donald Trump for president, because we want to protect children from mercury in vaccines, and now the vaccine issue is heating up with Bobby Kennedy getting involved and everything and Trump getting involved. It is a full-out assault, and Google is part of that assault. They are lying about their justification for this. They're using a technical reason that they do not apply to other websites, and we just proved it. This is selective enforcement. This is outrageous censorship. We now have uncovered their deceptions and their lies. We know exactly how they're doing it. And the point is that they could do it to you next. This is an all-out assault on free speech. This is an all-out assault against free-thinking individuals. I mean, my content, my articles, sure, a lot of it's controversial. A lot of it's very, very informative, but it's definitely free thinking kind of information. It's the kind of information that needs to be part of the public debate in any kind of a free society. Google, I'm convinced, was ordered to shut us down, take us offline, blacklist us, and then delay any ability for us to find whatever little problem that they were citing as their reason. And notably, they never would have shut down the Huffington Post for this reason if one of their bloggers happened to post something that violated some arcane rule of Google. They would never shut down Gizmodo, nor should they. I'm not saying they should. Nor should they. They would never shut down, you know, BuzzFeed or whatever, any other site. They would never shut down the Washington Post, even when the Washington Post runs blatant lies, propaganda, which, by the way, included a hit piece on National News that said we were run by the Russians, which is so absurd. It's laughably ridiculous. where do they get this stuff? They sit around and make it up. It's incredible. So we've now uncovered the Google bombshell. Censorship, lies, how they're going to selectively enforce their rules. They are now the new Ministry of Truth. If they want to shut you down and shut you up, they can silence you just by finding some arcane piece of code, some script that they don't like from one of your blogs, a subdomain, a little tiny article somewhere that somebody wrote years ago that doesn't even get any traffic. They can find that and say, aha, we're going to shut down your entire operation. This is what Google has now been caught doing. And that's why you should boycott Google. That's why you can't trust Google. That's why you need to help support the Save Natural News movement. We are standing up for the free speech of everyone. This isn't about me or Natural News per se. This is about the idea that we have a right to be heard too. Our voices matter, not just the official Ministry of Truth voices that Google wants you to see. Our voices matter, all of our voices. And that's why I'm standing up for free speech. That's why I'm standing up for all the other websites that are also probably next going to be targeted. And that's why I refuse to cave in and give in to what I was, you know, I was threatened. I was told that I had to go destroy someone else. Otherwise, I would be destroyed. Well, somebody sure made good on that threat, didn't they? They sure did. No one can question that now, because I announced that last week before all this happened. Now it has all come true just days later. And now we know Google lied, that they found a reason, but they lied about it. Mm-hmm. Where do you think all this comes from? Look, it's no secret. Hey, sign my White House petition. Go to naturalnews.com right now. There's a link up there right now. Sign the White House petition. We got to get it to 100K. Share the link with everyone you know. Please help us. If we get that petition to 100K, it's on the whitehouse.gov website. If we get it to 100K, Trump's going to take more notice. He's already aware of this issue, but he's going to take more notice and have more justification for taking action on it. We have got to dismantle this Google monster that is now engaged in deliberate, dark censorship. Clearly, in my mind, at least, I'm convinced it's run by the deep state. There's no question about it. And you got to ask yourself, what has the health ranger said that is so incredibly dangerous that they have to censor the health ranger? Interestingly, I have not yet covered Pizzagate. You might think it's Pizzagate, but I haven't even covered that story yet. I've actually been busy covering vaccines. Yeah, vaccines. And I've been covering mercury in vaccines and the links between mercury and autism in young African-American males. So ask yourself, and I've been very vocal about the medical genocide against black people in America. Been very vocal about that. Ask yourself, why is the health ranger so dangerous that an order from the deep state had to be issued? In my view, this is what I think happened, to censor natural news based on some arcane technicality that they could find and justify, even though they don't apply the same rules to their own websites. In other words, Google has now had to decloak like Klingons. They've had to decloak to fire this assault against free speech. But in decloaking, it's revealing who they really are. They are truly evil. They have become the evil that they once said they would fight against. They have become the Ministry of Truth. They have become Orwellian. They are engaged in outright, outrageous censorship. They will silence voices that they don't like based on their opinions alone. And they are a monopoly over the search market in the internet, online, everywhere. These are dangerous times, my friends. Dangerous times. I'm being targeted. You may be next. Help speak out against this outrage, against this violation of free speech. Sign the White House petition. Go to naturalnews.com. Stay up to date on this issue. Spread the word. I thank all of you. There's an excellent video out there from sgtreport.com that you need to see. I want to thank Dave Hodges for having me on. I want to thank everybody out there. There's a long list who is supporting me. Aaron Elizabeth did a story. Robert Scott Bell did a story and an interview. There's much more. I've got like 12 phone calls to return right now because so many people are outraged about this and they want to stand. They want to help save Natural News and stand against this horrific example of outrageous censorship that's being pushed by Google deliberately, maliciously, with deception. And we just proved it. It's a bombshell. Spread the word, and thank you for listening.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.